Thank you, President. We thank you for the first draft of the Siem Reap political declaration. Broadly speaking, the declaration seems to be fit for purpose and contains the key necessary elements for such a document. It is well balanced and is also of the good length. We have a number of minor suggestions that we have already forwarded to the Secretariat, and this is why I will limit myself to the following elements. First, we would see value in a new paragraph 3 bis between paragraph 3 and 4, making a generic reference to the importance of international humanitarian law, its contribution to the protection of non-combatants and civilian objects, and the fact that this, our convention is anchored in this overall IHL fabric. We deem this to be an important aspect of such a declaration and that deserves a paragraph on its own. The concern in paragraph 4 about the continued use of anti-personnel mines and in particular the commitments to condemn any use should be in a separate paragraph. Secondly, we are of the view that paragraph 6 on clearance should not only address the issue of mine risk education and risk reduction measures, but also underline the resolve to clear all mined areas as soon as possible and make progress in the next 5 years. That key aspect is for the moment missing. Thirdly, and also finally, it is important to be ambitious and to continue being guided by the vision and the goal which we all share in this room, namely achieving a mine-free world. We thank the Presidency for making a suggestion in this regard in the political declaration. Our delegation is of the opinion that the current wording, for example, an aspiration to meet the declared goals to the fullest extent possible by the next review conference in 2029, is useful, as it follows the natural cycle of our convention and could also avoid any negative side effects seen with the previously set aspirational goal. I thank you, Mr. President.